Hello and welcome to the Ski Racing Podcast with me, Ed Drake. At the moment, it's just Ben and myself, as Marcel claims to be busy working. We've got a bit of an international flavour on the podcast this evening. I'm in Hungary, in Budapest, working, and Ben is doing his best Marcel impression and away on holiday in Dubai. Plenty of snow there, mate. Have you made it to the indoor slope, seen some penguins?
Only arrived today, but there's a possibility of some skiing later in the week, so we'll see. I'm trying to see if we're going to put the bid for Dubai 2024 in, see if we can get a World Cup start there, get some slalom, get Dave over.
Right. So, we had one race down. Was that you missed that one, didn't you? You weren't on that one, were you? No, Marcel wasn't. One race down. But it really does start to kick off the season proper now. Almost no breaks through until the spring. And it is time for both men and women to be in action at the same weekend. This weekend, the men are in action in Zermatt Cervinia for this brand new downhill that was supposed to kick off for the first time last season, got cancelled due to snow and weather conditions, and the women are up in Levy doing double slalom. I can't wait for the women's slalom up in Levy. That's one of my favorite women's slalom races up there. I just love that piece. I love the snow conditions, that sort of grippy hero snow that they artificial sort of that extra grip that you get in there just makes for such good racing, and I absolutely can't wait to see who's going to come out on top.
It is I hate how flat bits of Levy is, but I love the rolls. I love the scenery. Like you said, the snow looks incredible. It's one of those ones where you can just attack non-stop. Occasionally, we've had some course sets where you think they've ruined the fun a little bit, whereas a lot of the time you get to see if people are willing to take risks and attack, they're going to win. And when I was trying to think about picks, I was just like, there's only about four people you can pick from that are going to win Levy, because there's only so many people that really attack that slope. And there's a bit like we talk about with Solden, there's no room for errors, because if you make a mistake, you're grinding to a halt. Because there are those flat sections. But it is brilliant. You know, you get a reindeer if you win. You know, what's not to love about that?
Schifrin's got, I think, the whole Father Christmas sleigh set of reindeer there. She's got
between Schifrin and Vlahova, they have most of the reindeer in Finland at this point, I think.
Yeah. So that you're right, Ben. So you got that very flat start, which I just think is super inviting for those, especially those first few races without any ruts, just to absolutely charge. Then you have to have a bit of brains about you down that steep section, and then that sort of rolly finish. And I think it's going to be epic. Last year, Schifrin took the double. She won both races. And then in the first race, Sven Larsson was second. Vlahova was third. Durr fourth. Holdener fifth. Second day, Schifrin, Holdener, Vlahova. So Vlahova took 2/3. Durr took 2/4. And then Hector rounded out the top three. But the previous season, it was a Vlahova double. And she took both wins. And Schifrin took both rounds. Took both seconds, and Durr took both thirds. So it is always pretty tight there. Both wins were separated by less than a quarter of a second, or 0.28 and 0.16. So it is going to be a tight affair. And especially after, by Schifrin's standards and by the global ski racing community's expectation, Schifrin's subpar Solden means that I'm really looking forward to see how she fares this weekend. I don't want to say bounce back, because it's one race where she still was in the top 10. I'm really looking forward to seeing how she goes.
Yeah, Solden's one of those races where you can't really call it subpar, because it's the first race and no one really knows what to expect of anyone. But like you said, because Schifrin has had such dominance forever in every race she's ever turned up at, whenever she doesn't win, it makes you think, oh, I wonder if something's wrong. We talked about it on the last pod. She's
feeling all right.
Mark, she's really good at giving the other racers their kind of due and their respect when they have great days. Like, she might not have a great day sometimes, but you generally consider if she's at her best, no one can beat her. And especially when we're talking about slalom at this point, like, when she has a good day of slalom, Vlahova needs to be otherworldly to beat her, and that saying something, because Vlahova in her own right is an absolute slalom legend of women's racing, or of just ski racing in general. Like the performances she's put in over the years, I think we've talked about it with various racers, with like Pantero because of Herschel, I think, and Kristoffersen because of Herschel, like the amount of wins some people might have if they weren't around the same time as someone else. Like, you think how many slalom wins Vlahova would have had if Schifrin wasn't around. We'd be talking about the exact same level of dominance pretty much. So it is great to see, but I really like Livy because it really brings the most out in terms of aggressive skiing. Like, you can't just sit on your edges and let gravity drag you down the hill. You have to attack, you have to take chances with your line, and you have to accelerate every single turn, or there's no chance you're winning. And that's why people like Shiffrin and Vlahova win so many, because that's how they ski. Whereas there are other people that get away on some of the steeper hills with,
Yeah, I
taking
think
it
it's,
easier.
yeah, exactly. You really have to throw caution to the wind. But with Vlahova's, I don't know, with Vlahova's performance at the weekend where she pushed, or last 2 weekends ago, where she pushed them all away, where she pushed the rest of the women all the way. And I'd love to see, like I keep saying, and I have said, I definitely feel like a broken record. So apologies for those of you that would have picked up on that, like I just did. But with Vlahova going well last week on the last race, she could be back at the front of things this weekend, I feel.
Yeah, and her at the top, and obviously Wendy didn't have a great weekend last week, despite you picking her on my behalf and attempting to curse her. She loves a slalom, and she's got that aggressive mentality, whereas she's had some great results in Levy before. So I really like her chances if she's on good form. But we're still at that point of the season where all of the people from previous seasons, you expect to do well, but you don't know they are. And I was thinking earlier about people like Paula Molsom, who can do absolute amazing things, or she can crash and burn. You're never quite sure what you're going to see. And I was thinking she could be like a really fun watch this weekend, especially with the rollers, because her balance is always right on the edge. So if your weight is anywhere other than right where it needs to be going over some of those rollers, you can get some great turns where people are just flying through the air.
Yeah, and then Shlokar as well. She's back from injury, so, and she went well a couple of seasons ago. That was that her breakthrough year, wasn't it, where she picked up the podium in and then started really coming to fore, and then she got injured, didn't she? So it'll be interesting to see whether she's able to come back from injury well enough. But yeah, there's so many players on the Women's World Cup slalom tour now. Like, what are we going to see from Dürr, from Holdner, Hector, even now in slalom, like you said already, with Paula Molsan? It's just going to be absolute firecrackers left, right, and centre. I'm also really looking forward to seeing Charlie Guest. Shout out to the Brits, because it was a couple of seasons ago, wasn't it, where she was absolutely ripping and then ended up DNFing the first day, and then again the same on the second day, absolutely flying and DNFing. I saw her a couple of weeks ago, and we were chatting about the upcoming season, obviously, in Levy being her first World Cup of the year. And I was asking her, sort of, does she come into Levy with asking her what her feelings were coming in? Because obviously a bit of a mixed bag, feeling really good because she was flying, but obviously two DNFs, and how does that affect her coming in? And she was like, she always loves racing up there, so she's really looking forward to it. Yes, there's a little bit in the back of her mind of how it went before, but really looking forward to getting up there and charge, which I think is a great take and a great stance to take before the first World Cup.
We've talked about it with Dave before. It's one of those runs where, like I said, if you're not absolutely giving it everything, you're not going to win. So there's no point being that bit more kind of reserved with your runs. So you also need to be able to have the mentality of, if you give it everything and either have a straddle or push a bit too hard and ski out, to be able to just put it to one side and say, that's how I've got to ski to win here, or
It's hard.
to do my best. And there are some races and resorts where, if you go flat out, you're almost guaranteed to crash. Levy isn't one of them, but it's one of the ones where if you're not going flat out, you're going to be a couple of seconds off. So you
Yeah,
need to
not
be
get a
able
second
to
run.
absolutely fly and just shrug your shoulders if it goes wrong, because you have to push that limit to get your best results. And the likes of Charlie, and we've had Dave put in some absolutely monstrous runs in Levy before. You've got to take advantage of what works for you. And if those like rolling flats work for you, then give it some. And
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
I
not been a
can't wait
happy
to see
hunting ground.
what Charlie can do.
Yeah, it's not been a happy hunting ground for the Brits with Dave seemingly on for his first World Cup win by a decent margin. Well, God, that must have been about four at least 4 seasons ago when the men last race. There was that, I think Neureuther won, didn't he, that year? And then Charlie Guest flying and on for almost guaranteed, if you can say that, top tens. So we'll see
I'd be
if
hunting ground for splits to this point. To
yeah,
this point.
exactly.
Come on, Charlie, you got it this weekend. That's
Yeah,
it.
so
I'm gonna
looking
see
forward
it.
to, yeah, I'm just so pumped about seeing it all happen. Are you expecting any fireworks from anybody? Obviously, it's the first slalom of the season, so it's quite difficult to sort of hang your hat on anything, and other than just it's going to be a tight one, hopefully.
Yeah, over the years we've had some interesting kind of outsiders just put in monstrous performances. I'm trying to remember the name of the young lady, there's a young Finnish girl that's put in some really good performances in Levy in previous years, which I'd like to see some of. It's always good when you have the kind of homegrown
Yeah.
people in there. Any of the Scandinavians is great, but if there's someone Finnish doing it, it's brilliant. But I think we've seen before, like Svenn Larsen last year was had a bit of a monster season in slalom by her standards. She'd always been like a kind of top 10 in the mix person, but she really pushed into podium contention quite a lot. And a Bukic has been someone who's really pushed on. Marcel's not joined us yet, but what on earth can the Austrians offer? We talked about them last week being,
Mate,
Grich
I
showing
think
up
they're still,
and doing half decent, but
going to be scrabbling around, you know. I don't see any, unfortunately. I am an Austrian ski racing fan. It just feels wrong with them being flounder with them sort of floundering. But I have to say, I didn't really see much sort of
I
signs
wanted
of
to ask.
life from Leonsburg. I really didn't. I know GS isn't her favorite discipline, but I am a little concerned that we may not see the best from her again.
Seems like on the tech side, Gritch is the number one now. Like she put in a bunch of really solid performances last year and kind of flew under the radar as a solid performer. But with all the expectation on Leansberger all the time, it'll be interesting as she slowly kind of morphs into the best prospect,
Yeah.
how she then deals with that pressure. Because as far as Austrians are concerned, it'll be we expect you to win, even though you've come 10th and 11th in a bunch of races.
Yeah. Don't care
But
what your last performance was.
yeah,
It's win or win
what
all.
I haven't seen any reporting on, and I was hoping Marcel would be able to shed some light on, is if Gauhuber's back or not.
Yeah.
Like I've seen lots of rehab videos from her, and as a former kind of, I mean, think she's an Olympic bronze or silver medalist, like she's got that certainly one race pedigree to be able to do it. But we seem to say this about so many of these Austrians, they just act like Nina Ortlieb and Steffi Brunner, just seem to be plagued by injuries, and Gauhuber's one of those racers who really like does attack, and that's what we want to see
Yeah.
from Austrians. That too much of their skiing at the moment is nice, but that's just not enough when you're talking about World Cup racing. So I'll be keeping an eye on, I guess, the start list come the end of the week to see if Gauhuber's on there.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a pretty start number if she is, but just to see if she's got some of that, venom and spite in her skiing to push her back towards that decent start numbers, and then we can see if she's really back later in the year. But like you said, it's the first slalom of the season, and that's for me always the most exciting time is when we get the
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. We're about to talk about the
slaloms going.
real sport in a minute anyway, so you watch out. It is
Oh, the
going
old
to be it,
sit and tuck.
Yeah, it is going to be a properly cold one. Just looking at the forecast for the weekend, it says it's going to be -13 in Levy with a little bit of wind.
Oh.
So yeah, the women are in for a cold few days in the Arctic North. So let's
I
see.
feel like I say this every year, but when you see the racers go up there for training, and you see like the various like
Yeah.
social media stuff. It just looks amazing when they're like, "Oh, good day training." You're like, that just looks absolutely perfect. And you've got
I've never
everyone's
skied. Have you ever
taking
skied up
pictures of
there?
the Northern Light. Not Finland. No, I did
Oh, I'd
a couple
love.
trips to Norway, like
Yeah.
Geilo kind of way. A few camps up there, but no, I
I'd
think,
love to
oh
go
man,
to Lefi. It just
it's
looks
a bucket list
awesome.
one. But I feel
Yeah.
like if you're not going there for World Cup race training, what are you doing there? It's what it feels. I feel like I'd be embarrassed to go skiing there.
Yeah, I think you probably got to try and tie it into a Lapland trip or something, haven't you, whilst you're up there. A little
Well,
tourist,
like
get
I've
your
said
full
on
tourist
many
mode
times,
out,
I'm
get your iPhone,
volunteer
you get your iPad camera out and really embrace the your inner tourist.
my. Or as I very regularly said, volunteer my services for World Cup slip crew because some of the people doing it aren't qualified, so I'll have to turn
We
up,
didn't get
give
the
myself a certificate, and be like, I'll be here for professional slip crew.
We didn't get the compulsory sort of fall down Solden this year either. I know we only got 50% of the races done, but normally you get at least one person that can't
We
stand up.
had the slip crew in the way of Goggia, which
Oh
kind of
yeah,
counted.
that sort of counts. Yeah, okay.
Kitzbühel's normally the one where someone's got the spiked shoes on and still can't stand on
Yeah,
on
that'll
the
be
wall
that.
and
Yeah,
slides
Schladming.
down. Yeah.
That'll be.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll get that at some point this
Okay.
season.
Well, good. All right. Well, that
Something we
as
get
long
to
as no
make
one gets
Marcel's
injured,
picks if
I
he's
don't.
not here.
Huh?
Do we get to make Marcel's picks if he's not here like he did
Yeah,
for me last time?
he said he's claiming that he's on his way, so he better hurry up. But I think are you ready to stick a little pick in there?
I've got two in mind, but I guess we'll see which ones you say so that we're not doubling up too much.
Okay, well, I am gonna go race one, Lena Dürr.
Okay.
I just yeah, that's where I'm gonna go. Race one. What about you?
I was gonna go for Hoga race one.
Okay.
And race two, I was gonna go Sven Larsen.
Oh, and I'm gonna oh Sven Larsen. And then race two, I'm gonna go Vlahova, I think. I think she's yeah, that's where I'm at.
I see we're both not saying Shiffrin, just
Well, we both
because
know that Marcel.
we feel like we're not allowed to.
Hmm.
But I'm sure all of the listeners will be straight on.
Straight
I
on the
certainly
Shiffrin
know.
bandwagon. Yeah, I
I was
just
going to say I certainly know someone who very much wants to do double Shiffrin,
Oh,
double
really?
Kilda. And Marcel is not here for the making the jokes and the t-shirt jokes for you. But the power couple of ski racing, this
Oh,
could
you
be their
think, oh,
weekend.
not a power couple weekend. Oh, I'm not sure I could take a power couple
Can
weekend.
you
Especially as
imagine the Instagram afterwards?
yeah, I'm going to be on Eurosport this weekend, so I'm not sure I'm going to be able to take that if I'm having to actually try and call a power couple weekend worth of glory.
Now, as a professional commentator, do you get told by producers and people that you have to mention their relationship at
Thank,
least every 30
thankfully,
seconds?
thankfully not. It's not quite as glamorous as you may think, producers and all that sort of stuff. So,
Clearly, I'm thinking of a different sport.
I like that you
Yeah,
give that we give off the air that we've got everything and lots of people on our in our ears. But yeah, I don't know. Would I put cold hard cash on Schifrin winning this weekend?
I
I
would,
think
but
it's
you
too
wouldn't
much
get
of an
much back.
unknown.
It's not a good value bet if you're betting money on it.
No,
Not that we're
but
sponsored by any betting companies. DraftKings, shout out.
no, I just don't know.
Send us
I
some
think,
money.
yeah, I think that I just think the Schifrin at the weekend just, I don't know. If she'd smashed that, then I think if she'd smashed the GS, I would have gone in, yeah, double Schifrin, because I think she'd definitely get it done. I just don't know where she's at. Like that is almost the glory of this part of the season. You just don't know where it's at. So, like,
And as well as that, the other one neither of us have mentioned yet, Sandy Wendy, like she started last season in slalom amazingly and got that first win that had been, eluding her for so long and kept up those performances. She was someone I was kind of toying with picking, but I thought Vlahova with her kind of pedigree there,
yeah.
you're always going to see it. And also Sven Larsen, just because, as one of the kind of home nations, for want of a better word, in that Scandinavian region, she's one of those people who attacks, and Sandy Wendy's in there as well, and it wouldn't surprise me That's one of Marcel's picks. But if I get to pick for Marcel, I'm just going to scroll right down to the bottom of last year's standings and just grab someone out of there.
Yeah.
But no, do we let Marcel pick for himself and be nice
Well, let's
human
see. Let's
beings?
see
And we
if
just
he
want
actually manages
to,
finish
because he's
his
Austrian,
work.
we should just give him two Austrians, right?
Yeah, I think that's only fair.
I think it's the most sensible way to do it.
Yeah, Leonsberger and
Trooper.
De Gruber.
De Gruber. I said Trooper.
I know your love of De Gruber. Anyway, right,
He would de he would definitely not he would definitely not get a podium in this race, even if he tried.
let's move on to the men's race. I'm really looking forward to this one, see how this one turns out. It is the brand spanking new cross-border downhill that is starting high up on the Zermatt Glacier, finishes down in Cervinia in Italy. It is, fingers crossed, the weather looks not too bad. I think the Saturday looks slightly better than the Sunday at the moment, but no snow forecast at this point. Training runs start tomorrow, which is Wednesday. We're on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Races are Saturday and Sunday, alongside the women's races, obviously. I've got a couple of stats for you, stat man. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to get some stats whilst you've been sunning yourself out in Dubai, but
Chance at all.
it is the highest start point for any World Cup in World Cup racing history, which is up at 3,800 meters in Switzerland. It finishes at 2,865 meters in Italy, which is best part of 1,000 meters of a vertical drop. The course length is a long one. It's more than 4 kilometers long. So not only is it high, it's also long. So it's going to be an incredibly physical challenge. Snow farming. This race has come under a bit of scrutiny due to the fact that they've been churning up the glacier to try and get rid of the crevasses and all of that. Snow farming has snow farming, snow farmed snow is taking up the vast majority of the base for this World Cup. So I'll do it slowly, but 70% of the snow that was farmed back in the spring is being used for this World Cup. So they lost 30, only 30% over the summer that melted. So snow farming has worked incredibly well through the summer with the blankets that they put on over the snow. So 70% of the snow that they farmed at the in the spring is being used in the World Cup, which I think is actually pretty impressive. The course was designed by Didier Defago, 2010 Olympic champion in downhill from the Vancouver Games. Pirmin Zubrigen is on the local organizing committee as an advisor, so he's got his 2 pence worth in there. It's called the Grand Becker, or the Big Peak, as that translates. So I think it's going to be. I'm really looking forward to it. It's not often that we go to, apart from usually in and around Olympic Games, that we sort of travel to new pastures. So yeah, I think it's going to be quite good. Supposedly it's quite fast at the top and then comes a bit sort of super G like towards the bottom. Looking forward to sort of seeing that over the next three training run goes. Just to FYI, it's last training run is live on Eurosport, so if you want to watch the final training run, it's going to happen on Friday. So yeah, what do you think? What are you looking forward to? You looking forward to it, Ben? I know that you slalom might be your favorite.
Down is for losers. No, this one's really interesting. I think this is interesting so much because, like you said, it's brand new. So the general kind of old man wisdom on the World Cup tour is the more times you get to ski some of these speed tracks, the more you learn where all of the quick bits are, and depending on the conditions and the snow type, the different routes you can take and where the speed can be carried. Whereas when it's brand new, everyone is absolutely winging it, and that's going to be brilliant. And those training runs are going to be really interesting to track the times on as well, because obviously previous years the old timers and the absolute legends, the likes of Beat Foyts and people, they would barely pay attention. They'd do a training run and concentrate on four gates, whereas now no one really knows the track. So it'll be really interesting to see just how hard they're pushing in the training runs to find out what they can get away with. And it wouldn't surprise me if certainly on the Saturday we had a particularly high number of DNFs of people just really pushing the limits, trying to work out the track limits and what they can get away with. Obviously, we'll have it in the training runs as well, but Come Saturday, when everyone's got the absolute fastest skis and the best prep on the snow, then will people get to a corner for 2 days they've been practicing, going, oh, we can get around this at this speed, and then just fly past the next day and be like, nope, not a race speed, can't make that corner.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really good. It's interesting what you said with the slightly more like super G turns at the bottom, and will that play into the, you know, the likes of Pantero and Odermatt, those guys with that slightly more GSy background. We talked about Odermatt not doing not Odermatt, Pantero not doing slalom anymore and concentrating more on the speed events. So will that technical prowess play more into him, or are we just going to go, it's quite long and Kilder's going to absolutely beast mode the
Yeah.
last 40 seconds when everyone else is exhausted? He can still put power down that no one else can. It's going to be really interesting to see. And you've got the styles like we've talked about a thousand times, like Kriegsma. When he gets it right, he floats down. It doesn't look like he's using any of the power that Kilder does. Still, they get to the bottom in the same time. So it's going to be a massive case of who can read this new course the quickest in the next few days and work out what it's going to look like come Saturday, Sunday. But it is really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get any training runs last year either. No, zero training runs, if memory and then fizz is to be believed, that we didn't get any training runs. So it's going to be brand new, which makes me think it's got to be an Italian or a Swiss, because surely those are the only guys that have got anywhere near some half decent track time, even if the Swiss or the Italians allowed anybody else in, it won't be for any significant period of time. So you kind of feel like this has got to be almost tied up by a one of those two, really. That's kind of what I'm thinking. But you again, we don't know what's going to happen. But I just
Yeah,
can't wait. I can't wait to see it.
he said that. I mean, but Kilder last year was like 300 points he had on Odermatt in the downhill, and as much as we were like Odermatt is an absolute monster at everything, it was podiums in downhills, but there was only like one or was it one maybe two wins, and Kilder still dominated the discipline as a whole, and it's yeah it's good. And also we've had such a bunch of big names retire as well. We've got Claret's not there anymore, Meyer's not there anymore, Foyt's isn't there anymore. Who was the American guy? That's not there anymore.
Oh, what a retiree.
Yeah.
Oh, you got me
Travis
there.
Gagnon retired as well,
Yeah.
didn't
Yeah,
he?
I mean, the
He
down.
was always there. He was
Yeah.
always up in those kind of like
Yeah, I mean,
reaches.
his experience was great. Yeah, last year, you're right, Ben. Downhills, don't forget. If we're just purely talking victories, six for Kilder, four for Kriechmeier. So that was how the sort of downhill side of things played out. So you kind of have to go, if you're looking back at previous form, and Kilder still managed to keep his foot on the gas, even if it is a brand new track, it's not necessarily, you know, you're still relatively brave to bet against him, I think.
Well, depend. Do you think, Ed, as cynic extraordinaire, the power couple press will have distracted him?
I kind of, I don't know why,
There
but I
is
kind of feel.
so much. I don't know whether it's because the algorithm has us
Yeah.
following lots of ski races means we get sent a lot of the advertising that Kilder and Schifrin in. But it seems like every other advert I look at is one of those two advertising Oakley or something. If
Yeah,
Oakley want to send us
I
any
kind of
goggles,
feel
they're
like
more
it
than
would.
welcome.
I sort of feel like it would. I mean, obviously they would claim that it doesn't, but I know I bag on the guys a bit. I just don't like the fact that it's rammed down our throats quite as much. But you know, whatever. All power to them if that's how them and their teams want to play it. But I don't know, it kind of feels like it could be a bit of a distraction, but are they professional enough to sort of park it and make sure they're still doing the work they should be? Yes.
I mean, the
It's
wins
just
last
extra
year would
press. It's
suggest,
extra press. It's
yeah.
extra press. It's extra pressure, maybe. Extra questions at an interview where, you know, you sort of leave, you kind of, by putting yourself out there, which they do, you're kind of leaving yourself open to having that as a distraction during press conferences and media time.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because at the end of the day, they're both incredibly professional ski racers,
Yeah.
and they put all of the work in off the hill all of the time.
Yeah.
And regardless of what you see on social media, like the training you see of them on social media is like a percent of everything
What's
else they
actually happening?
do
Yeah.
working wise in the background. And it might be the bits that we get to see is purely for publicity, but they are both putting, they wouldn't be the ski racers they are without putting in absolutely mountains of work in the when there aren't cameras on. And from the Kilder side, we've seen it time and again. If he can stay injury free,
Yeah.
he is so powerful. Like we just talked about it before, but those bottom sections of the long downhills when everyone else is starting to flail around and you can see their legs go in and the tucks get higher and higher and they can't get up. He just looks like he's still at the
Yeah, but
start.
do you
No matter
think
how, even Wengen, he looks so strong in that little S bend before the
do
finish.
you think that's actually do you think that's actually happening? That he is much fitter and much stronger than everybody else? Or do you think that is now just so woven into our the media psyche that we just go, oh, the Vikings, they're fitter and stronger, more powerful and than everyone. Do you think that's actually, I don't know, do you think that's actually the case? Or maybe the way that you see him at the bottom of runs like that means because his technique is so good, he just isn't fighting as much to stay in such good position, so maybe therefore he's able to be more efficient with his energy, or do you actually think that he is just more fit and more strong than the
I
World
wouldn't
Cup
say he's
field?
fitter than anyone else because all of those guys are monstrously fit. He is definitely stronger than a lot of them because there are certain, I guess, certain downhills on the season where he gets himself in a position on the course where you're like, well, you can only ski out from there and somehow he's around the next gate.
Yeah,
And
like in
we have
Kitzbühel,
witnessed
that
some,
Kitzbühel on the traverse.
Bear in mind, we're talking about people like Foyts and Paris and just absolute monsters of ski racing and Svindal and other people that have raced before. We've just been like, I've seen them be in that same position and not be able to make the next gate. It's not necessarily fitness, but his absolute power is incredible. But that shouldn't take away from his technical. He's an incredibly gifted technical skier as well. I don't think it, like, sometimes maybe that does get lost a little bit in commentary when you see him do something massively powerful and you talk about it. It's not that he's got no technique, but he's really strong. He's got an
Oh
incredible technique, and it means he can put some, power through a ski that other human beings just can't. Like there are times when I see the bend in his downhill skis, when you see other people's skis just bouncing, his appear to just stick to the snow and bend, and it's like, I don't even think I can bend my slalom skis as much as he bends down on the skis. It
Yeah,
is incredible how much power he's got.
mate. Yeah, so and fitness levels, strength levels are going to play an absolute massive feature in this weekend. Oh, here he is, a little
We're
Austrian wonder, the only
talking about
person in the UK at the moment, mate. How are you?
that's the only
That's
person
great.
not on holiday. Well, you're working, but I'm on holiday and Marcel's still just rolling in.
Talking about fitness levels, my
That's your
intro.
wheelhouse. I'm so glad that you were here to be able to put your two pence in worth of, being fit and strong. And because, we all know you as the powerhouse of the Austrian team from back in the day.
It was there. Oh yeah. Big man for the long downhills, Marcel. That's where he was at his best.
Exactly. How are you guys?
Yeah, good mate. Good mate. How are you?
We're
Yeah, good.
talking downhills, Marcel.
We're
Talking downhill.
talking. Well, we've
Ready
already
to talk.
taught Levy, and you've got, and you. I think it was very patriotic of you. You picked Leansberger and who was the other one?
Trippe.
Trippe for the
Trippe.
slalom points. So
Perfect. Ed wanted you to have De Gruyter,
whole
but I
Austria.
switched it to Tripper for you.
So, I was very impressed that
I'll take
you
them both. That's all right.
No, did you want did you, quickly on Levy, I'm not going to ask you too much stuff about Levy because you missed it, but did you want to put in a pick for that?
What did you guys pick?
I went and then Vlahova, and Ben went Vlahova and Sendy went no Sven
Sven
Larsson.
Larsson.
What about Schifrin?
Well, we didn't go for Schifrin because we knew that you would bitch and moan about it.
Leansberger and Schifrin. No, Schifrin and Leansberger. You
Okay,
can't have her for either of them, Marcel. If we've not had her for either of them, you're not having her for either of them. How so does you, that work, Martin?
just
You
very,
can't pick me.
very.
You can't pick me someone who started outside of the top 30 and Charlie in the or outside of the top 15 and Charlie when I'm not there, and then throw in, I want to pick Schiffer in the next race when you come on 40 minutes late.
Yeah, but
just.
I have to say, when Cindy Wendy wasn't that bad, I'm sure you would have not picked anyone better.
How dare you?
I was already thinking, Tessa is pregnant. That was quick.
I'm very happy for Tessa, but I'm still very sad that she's not racing. It made me very sad to watch Soldom without Tessa racing.
There's only you're going for another 20 years. Maybe their baby will be your new favorite then.
I can get a new Wally to pick. If
It
if
might be
we're
a
still doing this
Lizaroo.
podcast in 20 years, we're in trouble.
It might be a Lizaroo. So to be fair,
A
but there was
Lizaroo
only one.
hyphen
There was only
Wally.
one French. There was only one French racer in the women's side. So they need a little bit more, a few more races. So maybe a Lizaroo Wally baby will be mega good at skiing. And Marcel, very quickly, because you missed it. Have you got anything that you would specifically like to say about Levy?
Well, I don't know what you talked about, but I think it's a good race. I like it.
Yeah, we were
Nice.
saying we were very excited, looking forward to it. We were still very concerned about the Austrians, but basically, all in all, we love that race and very much looking forward to
But
seeing who's.
they are very concerning, to be honest. Like after their performance in Solon, that was
Marcel, do you know if Galhuber's racing? Is she back?
Yes, she is actually. She is. She is.
Good.
I saw it today, and also the girl called Sporer,
Yeah.
who has kicked off the team. I think she's racing as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
Nice.
that's what Ed and I said. Like of the Austrians, if Galhuber can get fit in slalom, she's kind of
He's
like
the
the Brunner of on the GS side. Just stay fit, and she's got the aggression and
Yeah,
the technique and ability to be good, but she just always gets injured.
I guess because she hasn't done a race in like 600 days, so but she's back, which is good for the Austrians. I
Yeah.
don't even know half of their team they're bringing up there. They
Well,
must
maybe
be
that's a
all,
good, to be fair, maybe that's a good thing.
yeah, change them all up.
Because the older, no disrespect, but the more senior haven't really been bringing it for the last few bits. So maybe they go, do you know what? Let's cut our losses and get cracking on the next bunch.
Transfer them out, bring some fresh legs in.
Yeah. Fresh off the bench. Hungry, ready to go. Other than that, Marcel, we then moved on to the men's. We've been chatting about looking forward to a brand new race, who's going to do what in when. It's very, just to remind you, very high, starts at 3,800 meters, 4 kilometers long, and it's nearly 1,000 meters, nearly 1 kilometer of vertical drop. So we were just talking about how we think that fitness levels are going to play a huge part, but also the fact that it's probably, bearing in mind we didn't have any training runs last year, it's in all likelihood, well, not all likelihood, but surely the Italians and the Swiss go into this one with a little bit of an upper hand to the rest of the field.
Well, I saw that the Swiss could obviously train a lot on it. I don't think the top bottom one, but the top bit. I've heard that the Austrians had not very good weather, so they couldn't really train on it. But the Swiss had quite a few days that they could train on it, so that's got to be interesting. In the Austrian newspapers, they said, "Oh, the Swiss need to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 because they had so many training days
Oh
and they
yeah,
took off."
stick it in, stoke the fire. Oh, if they don't win it all, then they messed it up. It's disaster for them.
If we get top 10, it'll be a great success.
I think it's pretty easy on top from what I understand.
Yeah,
So it's not very difficult.
it's
I think the
technical
more
on the boat bottom half, isn't it?
exactly. So yeah, well, what do you want to do? You wanna, gliding is you can either do it or you can't. There's not much you can train. So I think it's gonna be an interesting one. I think it's gonna be tough because they're gonna be three training runs and two races.
Yeah, on 4K.
They will be tired. They're tired by the time they're finished. So that's gonna be interesting how,
How you play that, trying to
Ben
learn the
Foster
track.
anymore. Maybe he gives Marco. He probably gave Marco about some tips not to overpower it during the training runs.
Yeah, but you've got
But
to
then,
try and learn as much as you can, though, right? I mean, you're trying to do a high speed reconnaissance. It's not like you're going to Beaver Creek, which you've done a gazillion times and know roughly what it's like, so you don't need to try that hard.
what I would be doing is like let someone else go full and then see where the line is, and then you can maybe do it.
I mean, it'll be interesting. I mean, it would
Smart
be,
muscle, I like it.
always picking the more cons not conservative, e economical, e economical way through the weekend.
The quickest way to the bottom is straight ahead, so
you guys go full gas on every corner and tell me which ones are difficult to hold on, and I'll
And
just
then I'll
work it
try
out
on
from
those
there.
ones.
Half of least resistance is not to go full and then to see what the others are doing and then do it a bit better.
Classic.
Basically saying start number 60 and just let everyone else crash and then just snow plow down.
No, but the weather looks good, Marcel. Saturday looks good. What's it say? I just had it up. It's saying that yes, Saturday is going to be a pretty good day. Looks like it's going to be clear Saturday morning, maybe a little bit breezy right up on the top. It's going to be minus 15. And on Sunday, there's a bit of light snow overnight, supposedly. At this point, I know we're 4 or 5 days out from actual Sunday race day. So hopefully we'll get at least one away. And also it's on,
Marcel is
go on.
well, I was going to is Schwartz going to do this?
Yeah,
They
interesting.
said last week he's going to do like all as many races as he
Said he's going
possibly
to do
can.
every
I'm
single race
really
before Christmas. Well,
I'm really excited to see what that looks like, because like you said, if it's that kind of easy glidey top section and then a technical bottom section, the
he
way
can
he's been
glide,
skiing
man.
GS
Yeah.
recently, this could suit him quite nicely.
Yeah, man, he can glide pretty good.
Yeah, and the Schultz is doing it as well.
Oh, good
I
old
still worry about
Schultzy.
that. Schultz, actually, I just spoke to my dad today, and he said that Schultz is doing pretty well. They were
Good.
like,
I'm really pleased actually. I was doing a little bit of work and I was sort of doing some background info on Strots and how like that meteoric rise and then Olympics matching his dad's Olympic record and then last year an absolute flipping disaster. I really hope that he's found some sort of vein of consistency, which means that when we get to Gurgle in a couple of weeks' time, I think it is, that he might actually be able to do 60 turns twice in one day without going cr absolutely crazy.
consistency is massively overrated as a viewer. I like to say 15 seconds of absolute electricity followed by a hilarious crash into a fence.
Disaster, disaster. But yeah, so yeah, this weekend I think it's going to be flipping brilliant. I can't absolutely can't wait. I don't know, Marcel, you got anything to add? Because we're going to go to picks, bud. I know that you're
This is a short appearance for me today, but I think no, nothing to add. I'm very excited.
good. I'm glad to hear it. Glad to hear
Marcel recently joined Cameo, purely
it.
for podcast appearances. We've had to pay him a tenner for this.
Yeah, he's holding us to ransom. That's it. He's like, I'll give you 10 minutes free, and that is it. Okay,
Choosing unwisely.
who wants to go first?
Well, not me, because I came last, so it's not fair.
Okay. Ben, you go first in race one then.
I'm
I
gonna
think I'm
go Odomat. I'm gonna go Swiss. I'm gonna go obvious, and my second one will be a bit more out there.
okay. Ben's gonna go Odomat.
What am I? So it's not that obvious. He hasn't won a downhill yet.
Yeah, he
So
hasn't, but he was going to be my pick, to be fair. Other than that, I think it's really difficult. I do think it's really difficult. But having said that, surely the Swiss Italian ace for having more time on the track than anybody else is going to play dividend. I'm going to go Kriechmeier just because he was great on downhill last year. He's got one of the best gliding skis on the planet, and that experience I think he's gonna do all right out of that one. So I'm gonna go Kriechmeier race one.
I go. Who did you say killed it now?
No, I didn't say Kilda.
I go for Kilda.
Oh, so you're gonna go power couple race day one Saturday.
Always, and I'm
You're
wondering what
not
happened.
letting him. You're not letting him have shipping in the levee slalom, surely.
Like,
I'm gonna
you
go.
know,
I'm gonna.
Mark, if I try and curtail Marcus Marcel's picks, then I'm never going to hear the end of it. He says, yeah, I want to win the league. If I can't pick my picks, then I'm never going to win.
By the way, is Dominic Paris still skiing, or has he retired?
He's still going to ski. He's on my short list,
He
but
might be a good one.
Eddie, I can't believe you missed the ultimate Marcel impression window of this is bollocks.
Yeah, this is bollocks.
Exactly.
We're still waiting for those bollocks t-shirts, Marcel, by the
No,
way.
I have to get onto them. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, he's claiming to be too busy.
I still haven't been able to get the rights for them, so.
The rights, it's your catchphrase, Marco. What are you talking about? You own the rights. But I'm
Marcel,
gonna have.
would you like to go first in race two?
I would indeed. I'm gonna go for Niels Hinterman.
Hinterman. I like the Hinterman idea, but he's not gone that well in Super G. That was my only.
It's not a super, is it?
No, but it's a Super G section at
Oh
the
yeah, but
bottom.
he's yeah, but it's kilometer long. It's like long lighting section.
Yeah,
The
and
four.
he's done well at Wengen, hasn't he? So
Yeah, he's a good
do you
driver.
know, Marcel, I'm writing down the picks. I'm writing
Funny
down the
enough,
picks.
I was actually sharing a room with him when I was in boarding school.
Nils Hinterman.
Yeah.
Is he right?
Who would have thought he made it that
Oh,
far?
really? One of those. I'm just writing down all the picks, and I put your first pick as the downhill as Schifrin.
And you got killed in the
Sorry.
slalom. Power couple weekend the wrong way
Absolutely
around.
power couple weekend. So you're going to go Hinterman. I am going to go boring and go Odomat race two. Ben.
Feel like I might have already talked myself into Schwartz after that comment earlier.
Whoa.
I know he's so left field. I feel I'm at that point of the season where I don't really care about having no points yet. I think give me a few weeks and I'll be
No,
like favourites all the way. But
no Cassé.
I was going to ask about Paris in terms of did we see enough last year to
I
say
don't
he
think
is
we
still
did.
Dominic Paris? There was all the questions with the skis and the boots at the start of the year, and we were like, wait till Bormio. He's gonna absolutely he'll be Dominic Paris come Bormio, and then he wasn't. But then towards the end of the season, he put a couple of performances in that made you think, oh, okay, maybe he just had a bad year. He's still got it, but I think we're gonna need to see, wait and see what he does.
Yeah, I think
Obviously, we've got
it's
that
too many
stretch
unknowns,
in
I
the new
think.
year. Yeah, you get the stretch in the new year where it's downhill, 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 and then we really get to see.
Bormio,
If
yeah.
he is still Paris in full flight.
The king of Bormio.
Yeah.
So, well, you didn't give me an answer then, Ben. You just sort
I'm
of.
sticking with I'll go with Schwartz. I'll go
Oh,
absolutely
you are
rad.
going
The
for it.
guy who came 31st in last year's downhill standings. I'm picking him for the win on Sunday this year.
Will Schwartz pick up his first World Cup downhill victory before Marco Odermatt and really lay a marker down for the overall? Bah, now then.
Preferably, he does it the day after Odomat, since I picked Odomat on the Saturday. That'd be great if it could be Odomat on the Thursday and then towards the next day. That'd be perfect for me.
Are you talking about? He came third in the downhill cup in the downhill standings.
Pardon?
He's almost a favorite. 23rd last year, Marco Schwartz.
Oh, so
Oh,
bookies will have him down as favourite.
maybe.
Right. Are we
I
in?
must have been looking at the wrong list that had him as 31.
I am
Mate,
like
21st and 31 isn't too far apart.
I'm looking at the wrong list. I'm looking at the starting list, not the actual World Cup list.
Look at that. Comes in, swans in late, and still
Yeah.
give and gives a crap about.
Havoc.
Then you correct me. I know what list I'm looking at sometimes, maybe.
Don't you mess with the stat man. Unbelievable.
Is actually that is really bad.
That's his t-shirt. Don't you mess with the stat man.
Don't mess with the stat man. He might be making it up.
Yeah, man. Yes, I think we're in for a bumper weekend of ski racing finally. Fingers crossed. Weather looks all right. Racing hopefully will happen. And
And some expert commentary.
well, there'll be some commentary.
Are you on the men's or the women's?
Yeah, on the men's. On
Oh,
demand.
so it's downhill special.
Well, yeah.
Mute. Mute. Mute.
Yeah, it's exactly what I'm about to do to you. Just kick you straight off. Yeah, so yeah, training runs. I was just saying, Marcel, you can watch it on Friday as well. It's going to be on TV. So if you want to watch some training run action.
I might do.
Work from home myself.
I'm
Put it
having a
on.
day off. I'm having a day off on Friday, so I might do.
Day off on Friday.
This guy,
Surely you're
twice on
going on
holiday.
holiday. You
Jesus,
must be
Marcel.
going on
What the hell?
holiday.
My mom's coming over, so I have to spend some time. I can spend some time with her.
Oh, that would be nice.
Don't forget to tell her to get her picks in, Marcel. Friday, there's still time.
I think she teamed up with my cousin, actually. So they're doing together.
Are they? Whew.
Yeah, I know.
Controversial.
That is
two,
controversial.
They're hoping that two brains are better than one. We'll soon see. As we know, three brains aren't better than one either, so none of us have any idea what's going on.
I was going to say, our brains combined would just not end very well.
I'd be surprised if we can each contribute a third of a brain anyway, so.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Maybe,
definitely
maybe.
No challenge here. No challenge.
Yeah, that's probably relatively fair. And on that note, unless you've got anything to add, gents, no? All right. Well, until the next debacle, bye for now.